Several years ago, however, back in the early 70s, the now legendary collective traveled to Australia where they held an impromptu press conference, taking questions on not only their jet-powered music, but their thoughts on the industry itself, as well as their observations on performance and their personal musical heroes. For Zeppelin fans, this previously unreleased media event is nothing less than musical history. For everyone else, it is quite simply the singular opportunity to hear the members of a group we all grew up with kick back and wax philosophical.
You sort of heard about the faces and then there was nothing about them for a long time until Rod Stewart.
It was a shame, really, because, you know, I really, really, really did rate Steve Marriott. You know, he was... When they first started, he could play about two chords on the guitar, but the whole thing that they built up on stage, they got one record out, What You Gonna Do About It? And they went on stage and they were really, really, they had all the fire, you know. They were really exciting. Probably more as exciting or even more exciting than The Who, who had just been around a little while at that time, you know, when they had the Union Jacks on the Vox equipment and all that. And they were really fine. And I don't... Things like Ichiku Park and Tin Soldier, really good things, you know. And then and they went through all the old crap, and I don't know what
they
did.
That Ogden's Nut conflict is the album.
It's pretty good. I thought they were good. But nowadays, old Stevie Marriott went off to do something else. It's a pity, really, because they did all mix well musically. You know, they did. And being all the same size as well, you just go,
Have you heard any Australian music? Well, you hear Australian bands at all?
We've seen a fantastic television show.
New Faces.
New Faces, yeah. Well, if that sums up the Teresa Brewer, if that sums up the what's going on, you know.
What about people like Cat Stevens, Robert? Do you go for that sort of stuff?
Yeah, I think he's quite good.
Anybody else in that similar band?
Have you heard Roy Harper? Now, have you heard that album, the last album, Crumbs? Stormcock was his last album, and that was...
That's something about him on the last album.
Hats off to Harper. Yeah, Harper's a really an amazing character all round. He was in the RAF for about 9 years. He learned to play snooker with both hands and discharged himself. He was insane in the end. But he's upset. He's gone on the BBC and really... said things he's not supposed to say and all that about it. Well, here I am in the middle of everything I hate, man, and I don't really know whether it's there, but it's cool and everybody listening will understand. And like, beep, bleep, bleep, you know, get him off. But he does create some amazing music.
Listen, your first trip out here, Jim, I saw you in the Yardbirds when you came here the first time. What were your impressions of the place the very first trip you came out here?